Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is July the 13th and our Bible reading portion is from the Song of Solomon chapters 1 to 3. Cling to God's presence during our daily life experiences. We read in Song of Solomon chapter 3 verse 4 like this. Scarcely had I passed by them when I found the one I love. I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him to the house of my mother and into the chamber of her who conceived me. The Song of Solomon is a pictorial representation of the love relationship between the Shulamite, who represents the universal church, the bride, and her beloved, who represents Christ, the bridegroom. In the verses leading to the above passage, the Shulamite is recalling a dream in which she had a rendezvous with her beloved. In this dream, the Shulamite experiences anxiety and insecurity due to the absence of her beloved, as only his presence and a secured place of dwelling would satisfy her. We should recall that in his presence is a fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. The Shulamite finally decides to rise and seek the one that she loves. So distraught was she that she decided to search everywhere until she had found him. She goes into the city, searches the streets and squares, and even asks the watchman. Then almost immediately she finds him, clings on to him, and would not let him go until she had taken him to her family home. As a spiritual application, let us understand that there are times when we should seek God's presence during our daily life experiences. It is not enough just to listen to what others have to say about God, but we need to cling to Him and enjoy Him personally every moment of every day. We do not have to live spiritually bored and in sin and unbelief. Instead, we can walk in the anointing to carefully obey God in every area of our life as we cling to His intimate presence daily. We should also note that those who do God's will are considered to be part of God's family, and we should abide in God's presence even among our familiar family relationships. Our homes represent some of the most difficult places to serve God faithfully because it is so familiar. Our homes can also represent a place of smallness, but we can be the salt and light in our own homes and in our neighborhood as well. Let us cling to God's presence during our daily life experiences.